Good morning.
Good morning,
and a welcome to you all. We offer a special hello if you're a visitor for the first time. There will be a church meeting directly after this service. Our pastoral news. Jane Alden's brother, Andrew Green, has died. Some of you may remember their parents, Winifred and Peter Green. Olive Webb has died. Her funeral will be on the 21st of January at Randall's Park. Gillian Carnegie, a member of our church, got engaged to Josh on New Year's Day. There's a special meeting to be held on Saturday, the 23rd of January, between 10 and noon, at the church to discuss the latest news about the town centre development and our church's activity. Guy Moffat, who is a Southern Synod property officer, will be coming along to give us the benefit of his experience and wisdom, and all are welcome to that. I've also been asked to remind people that in the vestibule there are still some December church newses and our church Christmas card, so do have a little peep and take one away. And finally, Liz Cook would like to say something. Would you? Yeah.
I just wanted to announce the first major social event of our year, because on the 30th of January, the Saturday, there will be a Skittles evening in the Mayo Hall, and along with supper and a silent auction. There'll be more details at the beginning of church meeting, but you are all invited to come and bring your friends, and it could be a very jolly evening. The information will all be on posters and further information at church meeting. But come along, it's something for all ages, should be a most enjoyable evening. 30th of January. Thank you.
Let us join to worship God. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God and praise God's holy name. We join together to sing, "Now thank we all our God."
Thank you.
I need to warn you that if I'm even more incompetent than usual with the microphone, it's because we have a new toy. So, you know, I know you'll forgive me, but forgive me. So let us join together to pray. Let us pray. God of power and strength, when thunder sounds across the earth, when storm winds rage and waters stir, when forests bend and branches break, we remember you as a God of majesty and might. God of light and glory, when evening rages red and morning is bright, when dawn dances to light the world, when clouds blow clear and the heaven is blue, we rejoice in your faithfulness to the earth. God of rivers and oceans, God of trees and all of creation, we immerse ourselves today in the wonder that you offer to us. For you are God beyond our thinking and our knowing, beyond our feelings and beyond even our comprehension. You are God who has been born among us, who has come as a baby, and yet is majestic and magnificent, and you are God. We worship. Empowered by your presence within us, which is the Spirit, we worship. Give us the words. Give us the ability to remember who we are and who you are. Lord, we pray. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer in our first language or in the way that feels the truest to us. Our Father, so what, one of the challenges of life in this church, I think, is that we have a tendency to focus on the difficulties and the problems. So if something is 99% fabulous, we'll spend hours on the 1%. How could we make it better? How could we make it perfect? And we tend to forget about the 99%. That's one of our things. So this day, which is my first day leading worship here in the new year, what we're going to do is we're going to spend time giving thanks. We're going to give thanks. And when I say we are going to give thanks, what's not going to happen is I'm going to speak a lot and you, four of you, are going to say amen. We are going to give thanks. So the microphone is going to go around the congregation. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. And what I want you to do is to give thanks for what you would give thanks for. What would you give thanks for on this day? Now, it might be that what you want to give thanks for is something massive and inspiring. It might be that what you want to give thanks for is Twiglets and Mars bars, you know. So it doesn't have to be something. Not debating Twiglets. It doesn't have to be something that is earth-shattering. It can be something that you really are thankful for. And the other rule is, we're not interested in sermons. You know, a prayer, not sermon. And the other thing to say is, you don't have to say it in English. You don't have to say it in English. It's thankfulness from our hearts about that which we are grateful to God for on this day, from our church community, from our church life, and from the rest of our lives. Clear? Excellent. Right, let's try that again. Clear?
Yes.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. And we're going to sing to start with. Give to me, Lord. Have a seat. So to clarify, in more and more places, Christian sources, mental health sources, in more and more places, we're hearing the news that a practice of gratitude is good for us. And that, for Christians, should not be a surprise, because it's all the way through our scriptures. A practice of gratitude is good for us and can be the place that joy flows from. So the next time you're at the edge and you think you're going over, just stop and think of 10 things that you would be thankful for. So here we are. We're going to focus together on giving thanks. The microphone is going to come to you. It does not have to be a long, well-polished prayer. Everybody knows I've just sprung this on you. It doesn't have to be in English. And though it goes against the grain, you are allowed just to hold the microphone for a minute and be silent. If what you want to give thanks for is too personal to say out loud, that's okay. Everybody clear? You're allowed to be quiet. You don't have to speak in English. It doesn't have to be beautifully polished. And it can be as different as you like from what went before. Yep. And I will intersperse it with some other stuff. So let us pray.
I want to thank God for Esther
and Dahi, and Sean, and Grace, and Liam, and all the other children and young people in this church.
Children and friends. Thank you, God, for church families. Thank you for our families.
Thank you for flowers in the springtime.
Thank you for joining the church family.
I 영국에서 살았다면 이렇게 좋은 감사말 모르겠는데요. 너스쿨에서 살다가 여기로 오니까 참 영국에 기독처치에 와서 사는 것이 정말 감사하다는 것 더 많이 느꼈습니다.
우리에게 삶을 주신 예수님께 감사드립니다.
앞으로 이 교회가 더 부흥하기를 바라면서 하나님께 감사드립니다.
하나님 감사합니다. 오늘 우리 이 교회에서 제가 저기 느끼고 제 깨달음과 하나님 정말 여러 교인들과 함께 할 때 너무도 감사하고 감사함에 대해서 느끼고 있습니다.
We thank you, God, for the musicians, the choirs, and the dancers who help us to worship you. We thank you for those who hand out hymn books and produce the projection material. We thank you for those at the moment who put the projector up. And we thank you for those who are looking for a better permanent solution. We thank you.
Thanks God to put me through the most difficult time in my life.
I thank God that Isaac got accepted to all the universities that he applied for, conditional and unconditional, and he now has the choice to go to university if he wants to.
Thank you for all the volunteers and services who are helping those suffering from the floods.
We thank you for Leslie and how she leads all ages spiritually in this church. And we thank her for her pastoral work.
Thank you, Lord, for all the companionship you receive in this church. Thank you.
Thank you for friends and for love.
We thank you, God, for Liz Cook and for all the volunteers in the coffee bar. We thank you for all those who listen, who wear their badges, those who come in to make the atmosphere wholesome. And we thank you for the range of people who just pop in.
Hallelujah, 감사합니다. 우리에게 오늘도 새날을 주시고 호흡을 주시고 새해를 주셔서 또 꿈을 갖게 하심을 감사합니다. 또 교회에 나와서 이렇게 형제 자매들과 같이 대화하고 우리의 삶을 나눌 수 있게 해주심에 감사합니다. Thank you very much for wonderful your gift to us every single day and new year. Also, you gave us new hope. Let us keep these valuable things in our heart all year round.
Thank you for family and friends and the joy they bring us. And thank you so much for the warm welcome I received when I came back to church this morning.
We're all thanking you for families, Lord, and it's uppermost in my mind today. We are so fortunate. As Gordon and I have the last few months feeling a bit older, it is so wonderful to have a family. And I think of others perhaps who don't have families near them or big ones or whatever. And give us, please, open hearts, open arms, always to look for somebody who might, you tell us, might like the warmth of our love to share with. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for those who've kept going, even though they are in physical pain or they're ill. We thank you for those who continue to serve you in the life of our church, although they are bereaved or family members are sick. We thank you for the huge range of people who lead our worship services on Sunday and through the week. We thank you for those who gather to pray and for those who lead it. Thank you.
Thank you, God. You give me everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you, God, for the gift of new life in our family.
Thank you, God, for the long friendship that I had with Chris.
Thank you, God, for the privilege of being able to meet new members of the family for the first time.
My thanks to God for the many, many people who've helped me. Many of them I didn't know and will never meet again. Thanks, God.
Thank you, God, for colour and design and for inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for the leaders of our church, the members, the elders. I thank you for the projects within our churches, the street pastors, the food bank, the Mercy Church contact center, and the homelessness project. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for community teas. Thank you for those who produce our material that goes on the back page of the Order of Service week by week. For those who put material onto our website, produce posters, tell people about us on Twitter. Thank you for those who produce the church news, who put in material, who edit it and deliver it. Thank you for those who week by week produce the church notices. Thank you for those who find readers. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to be here, part of Kingston United Reformed Church, away from home. And thank you for allowing me to meet family and friends. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for the new engagement to be married in my wider family. It's such a blessing.
Thank you for other people's words, the words we read, the words we hear, that help us to see how other people think, to broaden the way we think and perhaps change the way we think and how we behave.
Thank you for our community, for friends and for family, and in particular for our eight-month-old granddaughter and the happiness she spreads.
Thank you for health, for carrying me through the recent heart crisis, and also for replacement of the cataract, my left eye, which now enables me to walk and drive without having to wear glasses.
Thank you for the faith which you give to me, Lord, and which, and thank you for that you exist and you have a broad shoulder on which I can lean in the day of my darkness.
Thank you for all those who challenge things so we see your truth.
Thank you for Sally Butler. Thank you for our youth work. Thank you for Tots Praise, for Messy Church. Thank you for Ray Erskine and the parents and toddlers. Thank you for Stay in Play. Thank you for Steve Wenman and the work with children on Sundays and all her team. Thank you.
Lord, I want to thank you for the many, many storms you've brought me through in my life. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you that even when I've felt quite broken, you've allowed me to serve you in different ways. And I want to thank you for bringing me to this faith community.
I invite you to join in with me. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, we praise your name, O God. Amen, sing praise. Amen, sing praise. Amen, we praise your name, O God.
Thank you for the Christmas break that gave me the opportunity to spend time with family, that work was closed between Christmas and New Year, and thank you especially that my mother's now home from hospital after a long stay.
We thank you for those who arrange our flowers week by week. We thank you for those who translate the sermon into Korean. We thank you for those who work on the sound system. We thank you.
On behalf of the rest of my family, I thank you, O Lord, for after many years of disappointment and distress, you gave us another member of our family. On Tuesday, we all celebrate the first birthday of my grandson, Jack. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Sorry.
You're so naughty, you. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm laughing with you.
Thank you, Lord, for the small country in which we live, with its huge heart. Thank you.
I thank God that I've survived for over 50 years as an insulin-dependent diabetic with no complications, and I've had 3 healthy children and 5 grandchildren.
Thank you, God, for our church buildings. Thank you for those who faithfully cared for them, raised money for them, developed them over a long, long time. And particularly thank you for the opportunities the church buildings give us now for all sorts of activities, for reaching out to people in Kingston. And I particularly think about the lunchtime recitals, which are getting more and more people coming and appreciating the spiritual refreshment that they offer.
I know I'm going back a little bit, Lord, but I'd like to thank you for a happy working life, for the many, many people I met along the way who left lasting impressions on me, and also some of whom became my friends. Thank you, Lord.
For the many talents brought together in this place and the opportunity to worship you each week. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me a wonderful life with my husband for many years. And now I'm still have good health enough to help other people and try and bring them hopefully into yourself, into their lives. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that I can pay unexpected expenses without having to worry if I'll be able to eat.
Thank you, Lord, for street pastors, for the contact centre, the food bank, and all their volunteers. And thank you that we have this building to allow these things to happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the thousands of people that have passed through this place. Amen.
Thank you for showing us the way to go when we have run out of ideas ourselves, and for the myriad of knowledge that's available to us. May it continue to increase.
Father, thank you for the farmers and the fishermen who day by day, 365 days of the year, work so that we may eat. Thank you.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the victory cry of "It is finished." And I thank you that means that I don't have to earn my way into being your friend, but you have loved me at great cost yourself. Thank you.
We thank you for those in our community who are liaising with the developers for the development that's going to happen in the middle of Kingston. We thank you for the babies that were born last year within our community. We thank you for those who became members, and we thank you for those who found a new spiritual home when they had moved away. We thank you.
Thank you for the existence of things, both natural and created, and for the surprise that there is something rather than nothing.
Thank you for courage everywhere and for the Disasters Emergency Committee and for the British Museum taking into its collection a cross made by a carpenter in Lampedusa from a refugee boat that sank.
Thank you for the gift of music and the gift of hearing.
Thank you for letting the sun come out this morning. It truly is a lovely sunny morning.
I think we all need to give thanks for the opportunity of just being here in Kingston. I think we're at a stage when we each need to take a few moments out to imagine ourselves with this opportunity and what it means. Forget ourselves, forget our church, see Kingston as a cleared bomb site where 2,500 people are going to move in. What's it going to look like? What can we do? And then we've got a church in a privileged position in the middle. What an opportunity.
We thank you, Lord, for those who run and manage this building. We thank you for Catherine. We thank you for Stuart. We thank you for George. We thank you for those who manage our building and our finances. We thank you for the management group, for Alison, for Christine, for Ken, for Sally Blanford. We thank you for those who chase bad debtors, for those who pay the bills, for those who produce the accounts, for those who examine them. We thank you.
Thank you for all the opportunities I've been given, whether it's in school or outside of school, and all those friends that are really close to me.
Thank you, Lord, for my favourite albums and my favourite books, and for my favourite band, who I'm going to see on Tuesday.
Thank you, Lord, for being a perfect master to us, your servants, for teaching us to be humble and less showing up a way forward. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of my voice that people listen to, that you bestowed upon me. Humbly yours.
Thank you for families, for my family. Thank you that I live in a society where love overcomes evil.
Would you good people be group A? And would you good people be group B? I don't think we need the
the reference, but these are from the Psalms. So we say, I will praise God's name in song and glorify God with thanksgiving. Let us come before God with thanksgiving and exalt God with music and song. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God and praise God's name. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to God, for God is good. God's love endures forever. Let them give thanks to the Lord for God's unfailing love and God's wonderful deeds for humankind. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. For God's steadfast love endures forever. We thank you, God, for Kathy, our church secretary, and all that she does for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for people who I know and share their lives and information and knowledge and spiritual lives within God. And thank you, Lord, for knowing about you more and more through this church and through my gift which you gave me.
Thank you, Lord, for just giving me the strength to get up this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we have a four-year service for people to enter. We thank you for the lady in particular who came at Christmas whilst the service was on for the carols. She was blessed because of the joy and the love that people were showing there while singing the carols. And she was reminded of the love of God. I just pray that she finds that love throughout this coming year in a deeper format, as we all do in this church. Amen.
We thank you for those involved in the pastoral work in our community, linking people through the tree system, those who do visits, those who put information into church news.
Thank you, Lord, for friends, people who listen to us, people we laugh and cry with, and people who will always look out for us.
Thank you for allowing me to stay in here in the UK, and thank you for my friends and family.
Thank God that spring is on the way.
Thank you, Lord, for families and for all the joy that's come in being able to get together at Christmas time.
We thank you, God, for the ministry of Sugin Lee, both here and in New Malden and internationally. Thank you.
Thank you for all the nurses and doctors who work in our hospitals and the community, and thank you for all the help they bring to the people who need them.
Thank you, Lord, for my good health and for a close and loving family.
Thank you for being able to enjoy walks in the park and along the river.
Thank you, O God, for the elders in our community, much maligned, hardworking. We thank you.
When you read in the media and see on the television the chaos and mayhem that exists in parts of our world, we have to thank God for this country that we live in and the freedom to have Christian worship.
We thank you, God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ who died last year. We thank you for those who now rest safely with you. Thank you.
Thank you for the patience and understanding of others. Thank you for my health. Thank you for the team I work with. And thank you for this time of reflection and thanks.
Father, thank you that you have made us sentient beings, so that we can appreciate the beauty of the world that you've created. Thank you for this place, where down through the ages it feels like I've been a member and have enjoyed. Amen.
Thank you for Christmas lunches and for people going out together to pubs and curry houses. Thank you for people having a safe place to share their deepest pain. Thank you for your presence with us.
I thank you for the power of music, all types of music, but especially a good rousing hymn or a good modern song.
Thank you, God. I have a great family in England and Korea, especially I have the best mother-in-law in the world. Especially, she's always said, you are the best daughter-in-law. And I'd like to thank you to pray together in this church.
Thank God for being thankful and for this church community, choir member, and their friendship. And also, I thank God for giving me this all opportunities and this moment. Thank you.
Thank you for family and friends, for my new daughter-in-law this year or last year. Thank you for the friendship and fellowship in this place. It is truly wonderful.
Thank you, Lord, for the gift of communication in all its formats. Thank you that I've been given the opportunity to try my best to communicate with so many people. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for all the many things that we have forgotten to thank you about. And thank you that people are mature enough not to take it personally. Thank you for the things that are too private to say out loud. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings and your gifts to us. Lord, we thank you. Amen. So let us give thanks with a grateful heart. We sing. So let us join together to pray for others. Let us pray. Upside down God, the King born as a baby, we pray for the nations of the world, their leaders and governments, that they may pursue peace, not war. Pursue justice rather than gain. Upside down God, the creator of the world with no place to stay, we pray for those who are homeless, those who sleep on the streets, those who are sofa surfing and so invisible. We pray for asylum seekers and refugees. We pray for all who are journeying and feel there will be no place of safety, no welcome. Upside down God, the Lord of all who came as a servant
We pray for those who are poor, enslaved by debt, burdened by unfair trade, scraping a living, anxious about the cost of housing and the anxiety about having enough money for food. Upside down God, the Holy One who made friends with sinners and outcasts, we pray for the marginalized in our society, those who are rejected because of their race or their color, their sexuality or their lifestyle, those who are pushed to the edges or excluded by churches or institutions. Upside down God, the Prince of Peace who met death on a cross, we pray for those who suffer violence in their homes, on the streets. Upside down God, the crucified one who rose again, bring healing to our pain, bring joy for our sorrow, and new life in the place of death. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering on our gifts of money. So let us pray. We know that we are richly blessed. Help us to be wise stewards of the gifts that you have given to us, individually and as a community. And may we model your generosity, Lord Jesus, coming among us, giving your life. Lord, we pray. Amen. So one of the things that we specifically thank God for was the Christmas Day lunch, which was a team effort, of course. Interestingly, the easiest thing in the whole year to get volunteers for, Christmas Day lunch. Isn't that amazing? But the person in the middle of it handing out the jobs was Jenny Milner. A round of applause, Jenny. But more, this is Jenny's birthday. Ding, 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 ding. No. You might think you're trying to get away with a cheer, but you're not. You're going to have to sing. Give us a note. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jenny. Happy birthday to you. What have you been up to? Hey. Come on, wheelie kids. It's a 30-second song. Can we cope with the 30-second song? All right, shoes off. Oh, blimey. Only the wheelie shoes. Wheelie shoes. Right, let's hear this song. I have somewhere. Here it is. Are we joining in this song? No, they're singing a song.
Hello?
Yeah.
We'll show you our collage in a minute, but we have a little action song, and it's based on the Bible story of Jesus healing 10 men, and only one of them came back to say thank you. Okay, so there's only 5 of us, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Right, we're ready. Join in with the singing as well, okay, because I don't want to be doing a solo here. 10 men came to Jesus one day. Jesus healed them all. Hooray! 10 men ran off to the town. But one man came back and he kneeled down.
Yay! Good kneeling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yay!
And our collage. Children, do you want to come and show your collage very quickly?
Collage up.
People without wheels on their shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, come over here to the middle so we can show it off. We've coloured in a picture of the story of the man who came back to kneel before Jesus to say thank you, and we were thinking of things we wanted to say thank you for, and it's based on our 5 senses. So it's things we want to thank God that we can touch, taste, see, hear, and...
Smell.
Thank you. So we've got things like the children said, I like touching dogs, furry dogs, and I like eating chips. So thank you, God, for chips. Thank you, God, for flowers that we can smell. And thank you, we like looking at people when they're smiling. So all sorts of things we want to say thank you to God for using our 5 senses. Okay?
Thank you. Fabulous. So let us join together to sing, This is the day that the Lord has made.
Thank you.
knowledge of the blessings of the living God, Creator, Redeemer, and Spirit, be with us and remain with us always. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Let's try that again. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Yay, it's cool.